Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, April 21st, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book. We are on page 76, paragraph 3, which begins, "Now we need more action," and ends with, "We will go to any lengths." Today's readers are Alex K. for the 12 Steps, Cheryl S. for the 12 Traditions, Julie E. B. will be reading our text, Jordan L., and Jennifer A. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20181. That's 20,181. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20183. 20,183. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, not as soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive foods behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I'll now ask Alice K. to please read the 12 steps.
Thank you, Alex K. in California. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Grateful for your service. Thank you, Alex K. And I'll now ask Cheryl S. to please read the 12 Traditions of OA.
Good morning, this is Cheryl S., Grateful Compulsive Overeater, Recovered. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional. but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service bodies or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. NCOA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Cheryl S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass and press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 76, paragraph 3, which begins, "Now we need more action." And I will ask Julie E.B. to please begin reading for us.
Hi, this is Julie, and I am gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Now we need more action, without which we find that faith without works is dead. Let us look at steps 8 and 9. We have a list of persons we have harmed and to whom we are willing to make amends. We made it when we took inventory. We subjected ourselves to a drastic self-appraisal. Now we go out to our fellows and repair the damage done in the past. We attempt to sweep away the debris which has accumulated out of our effort to live on self well and run the show ourselves. If we haven't the will to do this, we ask until it comes. Remember, it was agreed at the beginning that we would go to any lengths for victory over alcohol. Hi, this is Julie, gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs. The amends, that's the big part here. For me, it's life-changing. Faith without works is dead. And that part, it's what it's really talking about, is this is not about saying sorry. This is about showing through actions what's most important to you. That the highest priority is how you treat other people. The highest priority that you have is how you treat other people. So we have this list, and we take inventory, and we have this safe self-appraisal. I know that for me, my counselor talked to me after 2 weeks of making amends and said that he had never seen me change as much in a couple of years of therapy as he saw me change on that particular occasion. So I just think it's really important that we understand the gift, the weight that can come off to repair the damage done in the past, the attempt to sweep away. This is just a spiritual demonstration. But when we live on self-will every minute, when we try and run the show ourselves, every minute that I do this, and a lot of folks hesitate at this step, but if we just take the next action, I like to start with something small in the amends category. If I do this on an ongoing basis, I work steps 8 and 9 all the time. I do harm inventories, sex conduct inventories, whatever you need to call it, all the time. Because I'm a person who moves back to self-will and try and run the show. That didn't change the first time I went through the steps. So as often as I do resentment inventory or fear inventory, I do this inventory and try and restore myself. Try and reflect the way God has loved me and try and repair using that love in the relationships I have with others. Thanks for letting me share. And I pass.
Oh, thank you very, very much, Julie. It'd be a great start. So, although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might share their experience too. So, if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, please press star one to unmute and give me your name.
Jackie
Linda P.
I heard Jackie and Linda
and
P.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany C.
Anybody? Tiffany C. Anyone else?
Janice PM.
Janice PM. Okay, great. We'll get started with Jackie P, Linda P, Tiffany C, and Janice PM. Please share with us, Jackie.
Hi, this is Jackie T in Oregon. Thank you so much for your service. This passage for me was one of the has been one of the most important in changing me as time has gone on. One of the first amends that I did when I came into program was to three of my family members who I would get together with annually to take a trip. And through my self-seeking behavior, where I really just wanted their attention and their love, and I felt like I wasn't getting that. And I had, you know, gotten my feelings hurt and treated them pretty badly on a trip and made a lot of drama out of this. And so when I came into program and made amends for that, my higher power I just may open the door for me to make beautiful amends to people. And I did it on the next annual trip. And throughout that trip, I didn't know how I was going to have time to do it with everybody individually. But my higher power just made time for me to do it like an opening. And when that opening came where I could talk to that person individually and make the amend, it just happened. And, you know, I got all sorts of responses. Some people who, you know, they were thankful I made it. Some people acted embarrassed. But anyway, over time, I was the person who changed. I was the one who got to see how my behavior is impacting other people. And now I just, I'm happy to be able to do that ninth step amend because of the change that I get from it in a positive way. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much, Jackie P. Linda P. is up next, and she'll be followed by Tiffany C. Please share with us, Linda.
Hi, thank you. My name is Linda P. from California. And yeah, I felt compelled to share today too. I really liked the opening lead and the share after as well. This is just such a good thing to talk about. When I worked the steps this time around, I was relieved when I got to this section. It was like, oh yeah, my work is done, you know, or not done, but it's right there in front of me in my fourth step. And you know, just tells me what I need to do next. And for me, the next step was to look at that list and say, you know, like, who did I hurt? Who do I actually owe the direct amends to? And what living amends do I maybe need to do for some of these as well? And then there always are some on there that are difficult, that I have pride, that I just don't want to do them for whatever reason. And, you know, you just pray, or I pray to be willing as it suggests. And also just starting to do them. There's something about doing the first one, it just opens up the door. I'm always surprised at just how much love and light comes through doing this work. And that for me, and I think later we'll read, you know, this is when the promises happen. I mean, they may not happen exactly here, but often it really does. You know, it's getting, you know, like it says, sweeping away the debris. And boy, there is a lot of that when I'm living on self-will. So, yeah, this is a beautiful process, and I'm really glad to be a part of this group and having these 12 steps and having a higher power. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you very much, Linda P. Okay, next we'll hear from Tiffany C, followed by Janice PM. Please share this, Tiffany.
Hi, my name is Tiffany C. I'm gratefully recovered in Oklahoma. Thank you so much, moderator, for your service today. I was listening to the first hour and the going to any lengths over my addiction, and I too was compelled to speak up today. I was thinking, you know, you've really got on the ball to doing what you are asked to do for the for my recovery. And then it hit me, and it was just like, there is one thing that you resist, and it's sharing in meetings. And, you know, that those are the lies that I tell myself, is that I'm, you know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. And that I am going to great lengths. But, you know, the truth is that there's always growth, and there's always places that I can improve. And, you know, this program brings the truth to light. And I did want to share a little bit on steps 8 and 9. The first time that I did my amends, my pants were on fire to get out there and make those amends. And I was pretty shocked to find out that I didn't just rush out to make them, that God had to be the orchestrator of the amends, and that when in God's time, it would all be set up perfectly, and the alignment would be there. And I did see that happen. It still had to be something that it meant a lot to me, and I was praying about, and that I did want God to orchestrate this process for the amends to take place, but it couldn't have been done without God, and that was God's timing as well. If it's months away, that had to happen for me, because I wanted it to go just like it was supposed to go in God's will. And, you know, I'm really grateful that I was able to speak up today and that I was moved to. And, you know, for anybody new or not new, I'm going to any length is sharing in meetings. So thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. So true. Okay. Next, we have Janice PM, and we've been reading and commenting on page 76. Paragraph 3 begins with, now we need more action, and ends till we will go to any length. So we'll take another lineup after Janice PM. Please share with us, Janice.
Will do. Thank you so much. This is Janice PM, a recovered compulsive overeater living in Massachusetts. Krista said we need more action. I need to do these steps, 8 and 9, as I need oxygen to live. And believe you me, I've gone through these steps prior and, rationalized, self-righteousness got in my way, justifying that I didn't have to do it to this one or that one, and it didn't work. It just didn't work. So it suggests the solution, as in every single step, is willingness versus, pardon me, trying. oh, I tried, and then something would come into my head, you don't have to do that because they did this or whatever. But, you know, we just got through, well, 6 and 7, but prior to that, we gave our heart out to step 5, and it did say one of the promises was fear was going to begin to be gone. And God never, my God, my higher power, my all-powerful God, never said, Janice, you're not going to ever have fear again, but I'm going to get you through it. And that was really enlightening. So it says here, faith. We could sit at meetings for 30 years, sit there and wait for osmosis for it to come into me, and it will never work. I have to do, and that's the action. You know, it's so simple that, you know, I made it so difficult. But, you know, drastic self-appraisal, that's what I was doing. I was giving estimations of myself. I was saying, oh, well, I had to, you know, again, the self-will, the self-righteousness. But, you know, when I make an amend, I'm setting right the wrongs of what I am responsible for, that I hurt others. And, of course, you know, going at this stage of the game, who got us through this up to the step 8 and 9 is the willingness. Having a God, an all-powerful God in my experience, is God that is, you know, so grace, fills me with grace, that, you know, if it's a matter of life and death, and we want the results, then this is going to be the purpose. This is the purpose that we do this, that I do this, so I can be useful to God and to others. You know, so it began with step 5. Well, it began with all the
center reminder.
Yes, and so now I will pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Janice. Okay, we're ready to take another line up on page 76, paragraph 3. And just a gentle reminder that though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. If you haven't shared in the last few days, then please press star 1 to unmute and let us know you'd like to share.
Larry G.
Larry G. I heard
Virginia.
Dara. What's the first initial of your last name, Dara?
It was Dara C.
Dara C. and Virginia M. Great.
Elizabeth A.
Elizabeth A. Anyone else? We'd love to hear from you.
Patricia P.
Patricia
Della R.
Patricia P. and was it Della R?
Rella, with an R.
Rella R. And I think there's room for one more.
Carla C.
Carla C. Okay. Okay, and where are you calling from, Carla? Oh, we'll check when it's your time to share. Okay. Okay. Larry C., you are up first, and you'll be followed by Dara C. Please share with us, Larry.
Thank you for your service, Elaine. My name's Larry G. I'm from Northern California. This step is really an emotional one for me. Up until this point, you know, Bill has us working privately with our sponsors and with God. And now he's asking me to go out in the world and to repair the damage I've done to his children, to family members, co-workers, people in program. And we'll learn soon about the promises. Those promises will not come true unless I do that. This is the main fact, as the book talks about. I came in a vision for you in May 18 of 2020. And I was a sick and dying man. I really didn't want to live another day. And faith without works is dead. Well, my faith is dead. And I had presented myself as somebody, as a spiritual man who had a great faith, but my faith was dead. And what I know about that is that for me to show my love of God, I've got to do a couple of things. One, you know, it's not about doing good deeds. It's about being obedient to my God and to be kind and loving to everyone. Not just those who are easy to love, but everyone. And so I did some real damage out there, and several people that I was on my list were former sponsors in my former face-to-face meetings. And one of them would tell me, "No, Larry, you missed your calling in life. You should have been a district attorney because, man, you know how to argue a good case." And I was a president of the debating society, and you know, I couldn't take direction. I was defensive. You give me a suggestion, and I would tell you to pray about it as the middle finger would be up in the air, or, you know, I'll take what I like and leave the rest. It's just immature. And today, I hope that I'm no longer that way with my sponsor. I hope that I follow directions. I'm willing to take suggestions. I still get the bristle of my neck, you know, will turn up if I have a suggestion about my food plan. But I went out and made amends to these people, and one of them didn't receive it that graciously, but that's okay. I'm out there to clean my side of the street off. And the freedom and liberation I received after that was unbelievable, just to get that part over with. And I really feel the way I can sum things up today is that I owe a great debt to this program, right? A debt that will never be repaid. To be saved from the suffering and the pain and humiliation that I was feeling in May of 2020, I have a debt that will never be forgiven. It will always be a work in progress, and I thank you and I pass.
Thank you very much, Larry G. Okay, Darcy is up next, followed by Virginia M.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound great.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your service and everyone doing service today. My name is Dara C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Wilmington, Delaware. And as we were reading this paragraph today, I was laughing to myself. I was thinking about when I first came to program and I was first getting ready. I had just put the food down and I was just getting ready to work the steps. And I said to my sponsor, "I'm not doing step 9. And she was like, are you at step 9? "No." "Well, I'm just letting you know that I'm not doing step 9. I'm not doing it." And she goes, "Well, you're at step 1, so let's be at step 1. And she was so gracious and patient with me. But I was just adamant the whole way through. 1, 2, 3. "Just so you know, in case you haven't forgotten, I'm not doing step 9. And, you know, she kept asking me, "What step are you at?" And keeping me in that step. Because the truth is, when we get to step 8, at least for me, I wasn't the same person I was at step 1. Surprise, surprise. The steps are in order for a reason. And I love that 8 and 9 are separate steps, because 8 is when I really get ready and I get willing and, you know, and I get my thoughts together and I run them by my sponsor and, you know, all that good stuff. And I remember there was fear, but I wasn't adamantly opposed to it anymore. Once I got to step 8, I was like, you know what, I really want those promises and I really want the freedom from this and I really want to be recovered. And, you know, I remember praying as I was driving to a store nearby, and it was about the amends process. And as I was pulling into the spot, there was this kid at the store who I had harmed. And this would be like, if you're going to start, you want to start with like maybe an easy one to dip your toes in and get going. And this was a kid who I had been rude to and I owed an amends to, but it wasn't like a really heavy duty, like, OMG, I can't do this kind of amend. And he was standing there right at the top of the parking spot, like literally right in front of my face as I had just been praying about God for help with the amends process, just standing there at the top of the very spot I was pulling into. And I just laughed and said, "Okay, God, I think you want me to start the amends process." And I went right up to him and he was like, "Oh, no, you're fine." And I said, "No, please let me say this." And so I said what I needed to say, and I felt this weight lifted off of me. And that was the beginning for me, just getting started, doing the action of, like, you know, sometimes doing the action makes me willing instead of waiting to be willing to do the action, like just getting started. And then I had such a good experience from it. It felt so freeing and so uplifting that I wanted to do the next one. And so, like I say, you know, 8 comes before 9 and, you know, 1 through 7 come before 8. So I'm just really grateful for this program and the process and the freedom that I've been able to enjoy. So thank you so much for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you very much, Dara C. Virginia M., you're up next, followed by Elizabeth A. Please share with us, Virginia.
This is Virginia N., as in Nancy, in Southwest Virginia. And there have been a lot of good shares on this morning, and I just wanted to jump in and maybe say a few practical things. One thing is that I had to realize with the help of my sponsor was there were people that weren't in my 4th and 5th that I had to make amends to. They hadn't done anything to me, but I had done things to them. I had no resentment. And a quick example is one of my character defects that I still work on is thinking I know what everyone needs to do, and I tell people. And I had some friends in my 20s that I was always telling what to do, and I had to try to hunt those women down. Some of them I still haven't found, but some I did and was able to make amends about always being so, you know, pushy. And then people who have moved away, I've done my best, and some I've been able to track down, and others I haven't, but I'm always willing. And also, it's been amazing, like other people have shared about their higher power putting people in the place at the right time. And there is a woman that had moved away, and one day I went into my local post office, and there she was, and I was able to wait outside and ask her for a few minutes to give amends. And financial amends were done in different ways depending. I had moved, and so with the help of my sponsor, I figured out how to make those financial amends by maybe going to a nonprofit. Like I stole things from food stores in a place I used to live, and I'm far away. So I like donated money to a food pantry, what I thought was the amount of money that I had taken from that store. And so my sponsor helped me figure out that. And then I also just want to say, you never know. I had a really hard thing that I had to forgive. I didn't do a wrong, but a person had done a real wrong to me. But my part in it was I wasn't forgiving that person. And I did have to pray for, I think, 2 or 3 years. But there actually came a time where in person I was able to forgive her for her actions because I knew she was spiritually sick at the time. So you just have to pray, and it's so lifting to get all those emotions out, because then I don't pick up the food because I've taken care of them. So that's it. I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Virginia N. Okay, Elizabeth A., you're up next, followed by Patricia R. Please share with us, Elizabeth.
Hi, this is Elizabeth A. My name starts with an L. I'm from Michigan, and I don't share a lot. And I realized this morning, just this nudging, that I need to share and I need to speak up. And many of you sound so eloquent and are really thoughtful in your sharing. And I often have this feeling that I can barely tie my shoes. So I'm taking a stab at it. I came into program in 1986. And by the grace of God, I have never left. That is the one amends I have made to myself to come back no matter what. And I'm recovering from bulimia. I do not like the word recovered, but that's okay. My last purge was such a miraculous day for me, 1987, March of 87. And I owe such a debt of gratitude to God and to Overeaters Anonymous. I'll just say that so many thoughts come to my mind, but one of them is when Jesus asks the man at the pool if he wants to get well. And what I realize each day is that I have to ask that question, do I want to get well? Because there'll be a battle as long as I'm in my earth suit, as long as I'm on this planet, because some of my character defects and my personality traits are comfortable, like an old pair of shoes, and I want to still put them on. And so I have to pray for, you know, that willingness and allow God to touch my heart daily, to show me, like with a flashlight. The last thing I'll say is the Sunday edition on humor this past Sunday, I was like, oh, brother, whatever. And then as I'm thinking today, early on, I wanted to do the 12 steps in 12 weeks. And some of the faux pas, the great errors I made in rushing out to do my amends. And today I can laugh. I certainly was zealous, but didn't have the clarity and tried to go it alone. So anyways, I'm still one day at a time recovering and making progress, and I'm just grateful. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Elizabeth A., all my errors today, Virginia N., Larry G., grateful I can laugh. Okay, Patricia R., you are up next, but and you'll be followed by Rella R. Please share with us, Patricia.
Patricia P.
Ah, there we go. I did it again. Thank you, Patricia P. Please share with us.
Yeah, thank you, Elaine, for your service. My name is Patricia P. from Michigan. I am a recovered compulsive overeater, one day at a time. I remember when I first came to my abstinence time, I was 2 weeks abstinent before I decided I need to get a sponsor because of my fell in a bankruptcy, spiritual bankruptcy. And they said, you need to go to any length. And that, at that time, it meant to get into the steps. But now as we read in today, I need to get even deeper into the steps. To, like you said, 7, 8, and 9. That's all I have to share today. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Patricia P. Rella R., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Carla C.
Hi, this is Rella R., recovering co-worker. Feeling grateful today for the sunshine on my face and for this lovely meeting and for my sponsor, for a couple of, for gratitude for abstinence, about 2 months' worth. Extremely grateful that God is helping me and removing my cravings. So as far as step 9 is concerned, for a long time, I came from a very difficult past. There was a lot of abuse and dysfunction in my home. And my attitude was that I was a victim. And how could I have hurt anybody? But by working this program and another program that I'm in, the ACOA program, I'm learning that even though I do have character defects just like everybody else, but a lot of my acting out, a lot of my behaviors were stemming from faulty defense mechanisms that I had developed over my childhood. And these would come out in dysfunctional ways while I was raising my children and towards my ex-husband and other people. So I'm trying to make living amends by working both programs, the OA program and the ACOA program, and integrating those qualities, becoming aware of my overreactions to things. And especially now, I'm specifically involved in a family issue where I have a resentment and I'm taking my time before addressing a person because I know that this resentment is weighted down by so many, by a huge trigger from my past. In other words, what this person is doing may be wrong, but it feels like a ton weight to me because it's attached so much hurt that came from the past. So I'm asking God to help me so I can approach it in a way that doesn't making hysterical and overload the problem and dump so much on this person that doesn't belong to this person. Like, try to get it right sized. And I know it won't be done perfectly. I appreciate the power of the pause that I'm learning from this program. And it's been real eye-opening to learn which of my behaviors I developed, you know, faulty mechanisms, faulty ways of maladaptive, that's what they call it, ways of dealing with things, and those which are my character defects. And I'm doing my step four right now. So a lot of fear is coming up and a lot of expectations. That's what's coming up, like expectations of people to do things a certain way. And I'm struggling with adjusting those and recognizing that I may have expectations that people may not meet, but that doesn't make those people necessarily bad people. Like making room for other people's limitations and making room for my own. So it's a journey, and I thank you all for listening. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Rella R. Carla C., you are up next. Please share with us.
Thank you, everyone, for your shares today. I love them. This is Carla C., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in California. Very grateful for this program, and I appreciate everyone that does service on this call. I made amends. It was a financial amends. I was working at a drive-in theater, and I would only ring up half of the money, and I would pocket the rest. And it was life-changing for me to let them know what I did and to give them the money that I took from them. And they just said that I hope the rest of your life is filled with happiness and joy. And it just changed my heart. And I'm just so grateful for this program. Thanks for letting me share, Carla in California.
Thanks so much, Carla in California. Okay, we do have time for a couple more shares on page 76, paragraph 3. And though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days, please press star 1 to unmute, and we have time for two more shares.
Jason S.
Jason
Kathy
S.
B.
And Kathy B. Okay. And Jason, is that Jason S or F as in Frank? And you are our first share, so please go ahead.
It's S as in Sam.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Jason S., compulsive overeater from Alberta, Canada. So I like to write things down because I get nervous on the phone, and believe it or not, and I don't always articulate myself well. So without action, being the constant in my recovery, I get stagnant. And I go back to my old ways. My experiences shown me that I don't keep on top of, if I don't keep on top of my side, keeping my side of the street clean, I'll go back to eating. So in saying that, I've been relapsing for a while now, so I feel like I don't have a lot to say to be helpful, but I could really use some outreach calls. Faith without works is dead. How true is that? Today's my birthday. The only gift I want is the one of desperation. And like it says in the reading, I need to go to any lengths. Just pray that for the strength to just get a few days of abstinence so I can get through the steps. I've had abstinence in the past, but this phrase reminds me of this line from this movie. And maybe it's kind of cheesy, but it's from this movie, Talladega Nights. And he says, if you're not first, you're last. Well, if I don't give everything in me to this program, that's my experience. I end up being last in life, and all the bedevilments take over in my life and don't make it very pleasant. So my number is 403-597-2475, and I'm on Mountain Standard Time. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Jason S. And Kathy, you'll be our last share for today. If you could please give me the first initial of your last name and where you're calling from, that would be great. Kathy? star one to unmute.
All right. Good morning. My name is Kathy B. I am from Oklahoma, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. And I just want to say, as shared earlier in some of the shares, that being willing to go to any lengths, and also it was said, faith without works is dead. So I too push star one, and I am sharing. And I am very grateful to be here. I want to share on one of my amends on step nine. It was, I had a lot of fear around it. I'm 62 years old, and it was for some shoplifting that came up on my inventory from back when I was 14 or 15 years old. But my sponsor so lovingly helped me with it. You know, she walked with me through, you know, how much money I was going to pay back. We figured up, you know, because there's been many years go by. But anyway, so I was ready to go, and I got in my car with the money, and I drove about 100 miles to another big city here in Oklahoma, and I took God with me there. I took him with me. I don't really know how I got there, to tell you the truth, but he was with me, and I walked into that huge department store, a pretty big one here in Oklahoma. I asked for the manager. I was scared to death, shaking. And I got to talk to the manager, and it was a beautiful experience. Getting kind of choked up as I talk about it, but I could hardly speak. I told him why I was there, why I had to do it, you know, what I was doing. And he was it was lovely. He even cried. He said he had never seen anybody do this. And I had a sense that I somehow blessed his day. So I just wanted to share my experience. It was, you know, I had a lot of fear, but God, I took God with me, and it became a blessing, not only to me, but like I said, I had a sense it blessed him too. And it gave me the courage, you know, to make more amends. So that's all I have to share. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathy B., and everybody that shared today. So we will now close the meeting after reading from the big book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Jordan L. please read? Our book is meant to be a vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes. Thanks, Elaine. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. excuse me, my nose is running. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past, i.e. make amends, give freely of what you find, and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.